where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners. Achievers, I've come to know there's life in both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bed.
Country reminds you to like our Facebook page for programming information, contests, and more. Just search for KBEW 98 Country.
Always thought you loved that black C71 more than you loved me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Now for keeps, you called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with a little Miss Jane. Goodyear tires burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. you never left your phone. Sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new ride, 'cause the joke's on you. Goodyear tires burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. Put your lips on her.
It's new from Carly Pierce. It's called Truck on Fire. 4,379 boxes or Monopoly games is what this Neil Scallon has. It is a Guinness World Record for the world's largest Monopoly collection. Not only does Neil have the most games in the world, but he has some of the most valuable Monopoly games ever produced.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Are you people insane?
It's funny and it's joyful. Funny.
98 Country, today's country.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find it. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got.
Yeah.
all been about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolled through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance. Yeah, steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances a cowboy tone. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. The ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances a cowboy tone. I gotta find her.
It's time now for high school girls basketball coverage tonight as United South Central is at Waterville East in Morristown. Tonight's game brought to you by Bevcom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills and Bryceland, United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, Bronze Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Bloor, USC Athletic Boosters, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center.
And welcome to Waterville as we have USC Rebel girls basketball for you here tonight as we've made the trip to Waterville. Again, the Rebels and Buccaneers here tonight from Waterville. Again, here we have the Waterville Asian Morristown Buccaneers, the host team here, 9-6 overall, taking on the USC Rebels, who are also 9-6 on the season. We will be back with more and a closer look at the Buccaneers for you in just 2.5 minutes.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells at Easton. Call 553-5880.
And we are back here. Let's take a look at the Waterville Legion Morristown Buccaneers. As I mentioned earlier on here, when we got things rolling, 9-6 overall in the section. They're in Section 2 AA. And they are 4-3 in the Gopher Conference. They are 4-2, and here at home, a record of 4-2. Their last game was at Randolph on Friday, and they got the victory there by 6 points, 59-53. And the Buccaneers have won 2 straight. And coming up next for them, they'll be in action on Thursday night, and they will be hosting Kenyon Wanamingo. So that's a look at the Waterville Legion Morristown Buccaneers. We'll be back with, we're just going to keep it right here. We'll take a look at the Rebels for you now. As, again, the Rebels 9-6 overall in Section 2A. They are 4-1, 2-4 in the Gopher Conference. And on the road, they have a record of 5-3. Their last game was a win, I should say, as they hosted Mankato Loyola last night and defeated them 51-41. Taylor Schroeder has scored 1,000 career points as she got to that mark last night against Mankato Loyola. So there's records, milestones happening here for these Rebels this season. They just keep coming. I don't know if we'll have one tonight or not. We'll find out probably after the game, but we'll hear about it on the United South Central Coaches Corner on Saturday morning with Taylor Overbo. But again, 51-41, Mankato Loyola, they defeated them last night, and the Rebels have now won. Let's see, they've got 5 straight wins, looking to make it 6 here tonight on the road at Water Village in Morristown. Coming up next, they'll take on Hayfield Schaefer Academy. They'll host them in Wells on Thursday night. So that's what's coming up for USC here the rest of the week. And again, in the Gopher Conference, the West standings, JWP's at 6-0, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva 5-1, Water Village and Morristown 4-2, USC 2-4, and Medford 0-7. We'll have starting lineups and tip-off coming up after this.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods and Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Hi, this is Carly.
And Aiden, letting you know that the USC Athletic Boosters Club's annual salt drive is on.
Get 40-pound bags of solar salt, pellets, or Rust Buster salt delivered to your home by the USC student athletes.
Let us do the work of putting your salt in your garage, basement, or wherever you need it. We will even fill your tank.
Support USC Athletics and get your salt today. Contact a USC athlete, visit us on Facebook, or call the USC Activities Office for details. Go Rebels!
All right, we are back here. Hopefully I can see they shut the lights off here because they're doing a cool starting lineup here for the Buccaneers of Waterville Legion Morristown. Well, for them, number four, a 5'6 senior, Tiana Pope. Number 5, 5'10 senior, Tatum Richards. Number 12, a 5'7 junior, Addison Condon. Number 14, Alex Velsky, a 5'3 sophomore. And we have number 32, 5'6 senior, Ashlyn Pellant. So those are your starting lineups for Tobin Pope's Waterville Legion Morristown Buccaneers. For USC, we have number 3, 5'8 senior, Taylor Schroeder. Number 4, 5'9 senior, Addison Mattoon. Number 5, 5'9 sophomore, Olivia Bungham. Number 11, 5'6 sophomore, Ivy O'Rourke. And number 13, 5'11 freshman, Olivia Brigger. So those are the starters here as we're just about ready to get underway here from Waterville. And the tip is won by the Rebels. Here's O'Rourke with the basketball. Gives it up to Bungham. Bungham on the take, kicks it out. O'Rourke corner three is long, no good. And it's rebounded here by Waterville Legion Morristown. And they're off and running. It gets knocked out by the Rebels. Good hands by Mattoon there as she knocks it away. And they get it inside, and a foul going to be called on Brigger. Be her first. And that'll put 32 Pellant on the line. The senior, and she knocks down the first one. And that one is going to bounce around, and that one will fall as well. 2 points for Pellant. And here we go, some pressure, and the Rebels will break it. O'Rourke off the glass, no good, but can she corral her own rebound? No, she cannot. And it will go to the Bucks. And now here come Waterville on the move. There was Condon. She misses the shot. And here come the Rebels off the rebound. And a whistle as Bungham was fouled, taking it to the basket.
So here we get out of the Rebels. Well, inbound underneath their own basket. O'Rourke gives it up to Brigger. Brigger to Bungum. Bungum now goes to her left now. With just being hounded there by Pellant. And Pellant is going to tie her up. And it'll go to Water Village of Morristown. So Buck basketball, they lead it 2-0 here. Just underway here in this ball game from Waterville. And they look inside on the baseline. Now to Pellant down low. They swing it over into the corner. That's Richards for a corner three. No good. Rebounded by Mattoon. And here come the Rebels. And they go to ahead to Brigger off her fingertips and out of bounds. And the Rebels will turn it over. So 2-0 our score. Here come the Rebels with some pressure. Pellant has the basketball now for the Buccaneers. It's tipped, stolen away by Bungum. And Bungum on the take goes up strong. No good, though. And it's rebounded by the Bucks. So Rebels 0 for 3 here from the field so far in the corner. Now the dribble drive and going up and missing the shot is Velsky. It's knocked out of bounds by the Rebels. It will stay basketball to the Bucks. And number one, McKenna Schuster coming in. Schuster, a senior. Richards' corner three is no good. Rebounded by Mattoon. And now the Rebels bring it up with Bungum having the basketball. Goes behind the back. Now gives it up to Mattoon. Now to O'Rourke. One dribble, three-pointers up, and it's off the mark. No good. Too hard on that one. And now here's a shot by the Buccaneers. A three-pointer taken by Velsky. No good, but rebounded by Richards. And now Velsky has it again. Gives it up. Now do they go to Richards. Richards, shot in the paint. No good. And it's picked up by Brigger. On the rebound, pushes it to O'Rourke. Now Bungum has the basketball. Bungum goes up, shot no good, but she's fouled and will get two. So we've got Bungum at the free throw line. She's going to get two. The foul called on number one, Schuster, McKenna Schuster. Her first team foul. Free throw is good for Bungum. So Bungum knocks down that first free throw. See who's coming in here now. 15. Alenka Jans. For the Buccaneers. Rebound, and now they give it to Brigger. Brigger's shot is good. So the miss by Bungum, she runs down her own rebound and then gives it up to Brigger, who gets two. 3-2, Rebels lead by one. Here comes some pressure by USC. Now they get it across to Jans now. Oh, it's tipped. Ball is picked up, and oh, it's still loose. And it's grabbed by the Buccaneers. Down on the block, and now given there to Jans on the shot. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rebels. All right, well, are they going to overturn this? Maybe. There's some discussion. Where there is some discussion. It's going to stay Waterville basketball. No change in the official's mind there. So Pellant comes back in now, and Velsky comes out. Richards will inbound here for the Buccaneers. There's the shot taken and a miss there by Condon. That one goes out of bounds as well. Last touch by USC. So it'll stay Buccaneer basketball. Inside and off the glass. High there was Schuster. No good. Rebounded by USC. Bungum with the basketball. Gives it over to O'Rourke. Ivy to the corner to Mattoon. Mattoon now swings it back over to Schroeder on the take, the drive. Nope, hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Buccaneers, and here they come. And the ball's knocked away by Mattoon, and she'll tie her up. And good defense there by Addison Mattoon. And it'll be Rebel basketball on the alternate possession on the tie-up. 14-17 to play in this first half. 3-2. Rebels lead is one. And Bungum with the basketball. Gets a screen, goes around, gets another screen. And over to O'Rourke now, and she'll throw it off of Schuster. And it goes out of bounds. So Rebel basketball. And they inbound to Bungum now. Takes a dribble to the right. Now over to Ivy O'Rourke, who takes a shot. And that one long, and it's Mattoon with an offensive rebound. Gives it to Bungum. Bungum, three-pointers long, no good. And it's rebounded by the Bucks. Pellet on the drive. It's into the paint. She goes, looks for the pass there to Jans. Jans has the basketball. Gives it up to Condon on the move, and she loses the ball, but Pellet is there. She tries to tightrope the baseline, and has some contact there by Mattoon, and that's a foul on Addison. And it'll be foul number one on her, second team foul on the Rebels. All right, there was a substitution for the Fox, and the shot missed there by Condon. And then we get a push as the Rebels got the rebound. We're off and running. So really, Waterville-Eugene-Morristown has not made a field goal yet. They got their 2 points off the free throw line. And they've shot it, got 10 shots off. Here's Schroeder on the move. Cuts through some defenders. She comes up empty. Rebounded by the Buccaneers, and they'll push it up the court. It's Pope with the basketball. Looks, and she gives it up to Jans. Baseline jumper, no good. Mattoon will grab another rebound. Bungum with the basketball now. Gives it up to Mattoon. Mattoon on the wing. Now into the corner to Bungum. Now they find Schroeder down low. She'll throw it up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Ball is loose. Brigger will pick it up. And the shot in the corner. Bungum is long on the three. And Mattoon will grab it but go out of bounds. So it'll go to the Buccaneers. Some good hustle out here by both teams. And now that's got to be over and back. Nope, they're going to get a foul there on the Rebels. And let's see who they call that on, and it is going to go. Number five, Olivia Bungum. And they go over to Richards. Now they swing it. Pope now over into the corner, now to Pellet. Pellet will kick it back out. Now, the tip by Schroeder, almost a steal, but the Bucks recover. 10 on the shot clock. Richards now gets it down loaded inside there to Condon. And she is going to be fouled on the shot attempt. And let's see the foul. They're going to put that on Olivia Brigger. So Olivia is foul number two. Condon's free throw is good. So Addison Condon with a free throw. All three of Waterville-Eugene-Morristown's points thus far coming from the free throw line here. 3 of 3. And we're tied 3-3. 12:04 to play first half. Here's the next free throw. That one is off the mark. No good. Chloe Bullerman gets the rebound for the Rebels, who has checked into the ball game. She came in for Brigger, who sat with the two fouls now. Bungum on the move. Over to Mattoon. Mattoon looks inside to Bullerman. Bullerman takes one dribble, throws up a shot, no good. And it's going to be rebounded. Well, it's thought it was going to be rebounded by the Bucks, but it goes off the Bucks, and it'll go to the Rebels. And the Rebels now with a basketball on the inbound into Schroeder. Schroeder throws up a shot, no good. And it's rebounded by the Buccaneers. on the take, and she gets the make as Alex Belsky, she gets the two and will go to the free throw line for an and one. The foul, let's see, that is going to go on number four, Mattoon. That's two on her now. And the free throw is good by Belsky. That's it. Or unless they didn't count the, did they count the basket? They didn't. Okay, so they did. She did get the basket. At first, they didn't count it, I guess, or didn't register it to the scoreboard, scorer's table. But it was an and one, so she gets the two on the layup. And now some pressure by Water Village and Morristown, and a foul going to be called on Schuster. And that'll be her second now. 6-3, Bucks lead the Rebels here in Waterville. So here we go. As Schroeder will inbound, gets it to Bungum. Two people on her right off the bat here. She'll dribble through it, gets it to O'Rourke, but it goes out of bounds. And a turnover by USC. Buccaneer basketball now. 11:26 to go in the first half. 6-3 our score. Bucks leading the Rebels here in a Gopher Conference matchup. Both teams 9-6 on the year. And Richards, corner three is good. Tatum Richards knocks it down. And a timeout call by Taylor Overbo and the Rebels. And it will be a, well, 9-3. Buccaneers lead the Rebels here. With, and it'll be, we'll be back in more in 30 seconds.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
And we are back here, 11:08 to play in the first half, 9-3, a six-point lead for Water Village and Morristown here over USC. The full-court pressure coming here from the Buccaneers to O'Rourke. Now they swing it back to Schroeder. Schroeder takes a few dribbles here, spins, gives it up to Bungum. Bungum will throw it across to Ivy O'Rourke, who will go for the layup. No good. Bullerman is there on the putback attempt, and she will get fouled and go to the free throw line. Shot didn't go, but she was fouled and will get two. And let's see, they're going to get that on Richards, her first. And Bullerman will bank it in here. And she'll get another. Shot two coming, and that one is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Bucks. And Pellet, inside they go, and there's the shot by Condon, and she's fouled, and that is going to go on Mattoon, and that'll be three on her now. So some foul trouble here for the Rebels, if that in fact does go on Mattoon, which I do think it did, and it, yes, it did. All right, so Addison Condon at the free throw line misses that one, and we'll have Brigger coming in for Mattoon now. And number 15, Jans, comes back in for the Bucks. Pellant comes out. It's Addison Condon at the free throw line. Next free throw's up, and that one bounces off the rim, no good, as Brigger will grab the rebound. Bungum will bring it up now as the Bucks pick her up at full, or half court, I should say. And now the ball is off of Bungum. And out of bounds, going the Buccaneer way. Rebels coming with some full court pressure here, and that's stolen away by Ivy O'Rourke to Bungum. Bungum now will swing it to Brigger. A deep two for Brigger is off the mark. It goes up and over the basket, over the backboard, and out of bounds. So the shot no good. The Rebels couldn't capitalize off the steal there. So the Rebels with some more pressure. Here come the Bucks. They get it across. Condon has it at the free throw line. Will kick it. And the shot taken there by number 14, Velsky. No good. But it's rebounded by Richards. Now they give it up, and a ball is grabbed by Bungum. A steal by Olivia Bungum. Then the ball loose again, and the Bucks come away with it. So the Rebels turned it right back over. And it will be Buccaneer basketball. 10 minutes to go in this first half. 9-4 is our score. Oh, they're going to. There was a foul there, so Tatum Richards will come to the free throw line here for the Bucks. And the free throw is good. And that one is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by USC. Schroeder with a basketball now. Dribble and a bounce pass into Bullerman. Goes out of bounds. And that's the fifth turnover by USC. 9:50 to go. 10-4 our score. Bucks lead the Rebels. And the Bucks get it across here. Pellett has it now for the Buccaneers. Dribbles, gets to the free throw line, now just inside the free throw line, gives it up to Velsky. Velsky now to Richards. Richards on the move. Bounce pass, and then they get it inside. Richards gets the rebound off the miss, and now it's rebounded again by the Buccaneers. Richards' three is short, and that one rebounded by the Rebels as they push it up. O'Rourke with the basketball. Bounce pass inside, knocked away by the Buccaneers. Richards comes out. And Pope back in. And they give it up to Schroeder now on the inbound. Makes a move and a push going to be called. And I believe that'll be on Pellett here, number 32. That'll be one on her. Or two on her, they're saying. So there's two on her. Must have missed one there. And now Schroeder gets it knocked away, recovers it. Maybe it's still loose and rolling around. And the Buccaneers pick it up. Turnover. Pope throws it up and over to number 12, Condon. No good. And the putback by Jans is good. So Jans with the putback, the junior. And then we get a whistle. And actually it got turned over there by the Rebels. Lost it out of bounds down the line. Seventh turnover. Pushing it up is Pope. Now she'll take the jumper. Bullerman with the block. Now Brigger stops, gives it up to Bungum. And Bungum on the take, off the glass is good. There you go, Olivia Bungum with a lay-in. And now it's 12-6. Buccaneers leading the Rebels with 8:22 to play first half. That went off the, dribbled it off her leg there, did Velsky, and one. As Schroeder drives, gets fouled, gets the bucket. And will go to the free throw line. Shooting one here for the traditional three-point play. 12-8 now. As Sivelski, that's her second foul. Free throw by Schroeder. Ooh, rolls out, no good. And here come the Buccaneers with the rebound. Pellett with it. Now gives it up to Pope. Pope now going to her left. Now into the corner. Driving there is Velsky. Now they try to get it over to Jans. Ball is loose. Jans, no, it's still loose. Bounce around like a pinball. And who's got it? It's still rolling around there. And Pellet has it now, and they got a timeout. That ball was rolling around like a greased pig out there. And it's recovered by Pellet. They quickly call a timeout. It's a 30-12-8 our score. Buccaneers leading the Rebels, 7:45 to go. More in 30 seconds.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
And we're back here. 12-8 our score. 7:45 to play in this first half. Don't forget, we'll have the Hodges halftime reports with all your first half stats here as we get ready to resume here. Buccaneer basketball. As let's see, Pellet came out, and there's a foul on O'Rourke. That is her first. That'll bring them to the free throw line for 1-1 as they're in the bonus here. And that will put Addison Condon to the free throw line here once again. 1 of 4. And she knocks down that one. 2 of 5 now. So she'll get a second after making the first one here. And that one rattles out no good. Bullerman is there for the rebound for USC as the Rebels push it to Bullerman. O'Rourke three-pointer. That one looks good. It is good as Ivy O'Rourke knocks down a three ball. 13-11. Bucks lead is 2. Now over to Jans. Jans dribbles to her right. Now going to the left is Velsky. Almost stolen away and recovered by the Bucks. Now they go over to Schuster. Schuster, and the ball tipped. And it will stay. Buccaneer basketball. As J.C. Routh comes in here for the Rebels. And Bungum comes out here for a bit. 6 on the shot clock now as Jans will give it up to Condon. Condon, a little shot in the paint, gets it to go for 2. And now a steal, and then so the press stolen. And here are the Bucks now with the basketball once again. 3-pointer taken. It is off the mark. No good there by Velsky, and then we get a tie-up. And Richards will inbound here. 6:37, first half. 15-11, and now make it 17-11 as that one put in by Jans. She's got 4. Bullerman gets the ball now over to Schroeder. Schroeder will bring it across the court, and the ball's tipped, stolen by Richards. And the layup for Richards is good. That is now 6 for Richards. 19-11 our score. Bucks lead, and we've got a push called. He wanted offensive foul, the Coach Pope did. And it'll be free throws for Schroeder, as that's the third foul on Velsky now. So Velsky with 3, and Mattoon has 3 for USC. Schroeder at the free throw line, 1-1. Free throw good for Schroeder. And out comes Velsky, and in comes number 1, Schuster again here. Kenneth Schuster. Free throw from Schroeder, long, no good, and it is rebounded by the Bucks. Pope brings it across to Jans. Jans on the move now, and she'll look over, and she'll throw it right to Ivy O'Rourke, who gets the steal and goes for the layup, and she's short on it. Schroeder's there for a rebound, gets tied up by Schuster, and it'll be USC basketball. So it'll stay Rebel basketball. Pellant back in now for the Bucks. Jans comes out. O'Rourke to inbound here, and she'll give it to Schroeder. Schroeder spins and loses the ball and grabbing it. Yeah, there is Richards. Now they push it up. Pellant on the move. Bounce pass, and it's grabbed by O'Rourke. A steal. And here comes Ivy O'Rourke bringing it up. She'll stop. Three-pointer is off the rim. No good. Schroeder, though, will get the board for the Rebels. Resetting now is USC to Brigger. Brigger grabs the ball, gives it up to Routh now. Routh will dribble to her left. And six on the shot clock. Brigger will take it. And she's off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Pellant of the Buccaneers. Pushing it across, and there's Pope. She'll pull up and take a little short jumper and make it. 21-12 now. Under five to play in the first half. 4:50 and counting. O'Rourke looking for a screen. And she'll get one. Goes to Schroeder now. Schroeder right side spins now, and that off the glass is good. Schroeder with a nifty little move there to get the bucket. 21-14 our score. 4:30 to go, first half. Pope with it. Now Pellant has the basketball. Gets into the paint, throws it off the glass, and she scores. Ashlyn Pellant with four down. 23-14. Buccaneers lead the Rebels here. Schroeder picks up the dribble, gives it to O'Rourke. O'Rourke driving the baseline. Goes up, shot no good. Bullerman's there to clean it up. And she gets the putback for two. Gets the offensive board and the putback. 23-16, Bucks lead the Rebels. Pellant now, here she comes. Schroeder on her. They give it up to Richards. Bullerman on her. Now they give it over to Condon, who will lay it off the glass for two. 25-16, 3:35 in counting, first half. O'Rourke with the basketball. Bungham waiting to check in here for the Rebels. Screen for O'Rourke. Gets around the defender there with that screen, and one. Gets the bucket and the foul. So O'Rourke will go to the line. And Bungham comes in for Routh. The foul there on number five, Richards. That's two now on Richards. Free throw is good by O'Rourke. So O'Rourke now with 6 points. 25-19 our score. A 6-point lead here for the Bucks. Richards gives it up to Condon. Condon swings it back out. Now, Bullerman came after her. Then now the dribble in. It's no good there by Jans. And now an offensive rebound. And we've got a foul underneath on the Rebels. So we'll have free throws here for Addison Condon. Condon with 6 points here. 3:03 to play. 25-19 our score. 26-19 now as Condon knocks down the free throw. Brigger comes out. And there's the next shot by Condon. That's good. And here we go. O'Rourke with the basketball. Now to Bungham. Bungham, oh, picks up the dribble. Now it's Mattoon in there as well for the Rebels. She came in for Brigger. And now Schroeder with the ball. Schroeder looks, gets to the free throw line, kicks it out to Bungham. Bungham on the move, and a foul going to be called on number one, Schuster. That's three on Schuster now. Schuster playing very aggressive, maybe just a tad bit too aggressive here as she picks up her third foul. 27-19, 2:37 to go. Bungum at the free throw line. Short on that one. So Bungum misses the free throw. We'll get one more. And that one is going to be short. And it's rebounded by the Bucks. And ahead they go. And the shot missed there by Schuster. Rebounded by USC. Bungum. Over to Schroeder. Now to O'Rourke. O'Rourke swings it over to Bungum. Bungum drives baseline. Jumper is good. Baseline jumper two for Olivia Bungum. And Bungum has five here in this first half. 27-21. Bucks lead into Condon. Now to Richards in the corner. Back into Condon on the block. She goes up. Shot is altered by Bullerman. No good on the shot. Bullerman will grab the rebound. Here's Bungum. Over to Mattoon in the corner. Mattoon now looks, gets a screen, drives baseline, swings it to O'Rourke, and oh, I don't think she was out of bounds, but they call it there. She tried to stay in, but down on the baseline she goes out, and it'll be a turnover by the Rebels. And here come the Bucks, leading 27-21 with 1:35 and counting to go in this first half. Richards in the corner. And to Jans on the cut. No good. Bullerman's there for the rebound for USC. And now O'Rourke will give it up to Schroeder. Schroeder on the drive. Gets into the paint. Goes up. And she'll lose it. It's knocked out of bounds, actually, by the Bucks. So knocked out. 27-21. 1:16 to play here in the first half. Rebels with the basketball underneath their own basket. Here's Schroeder. Now to O'Rourke. O'Rourke takes a three. And it is long. No good. Rebounded by the Bucks. And here we go. It's Pope bringing it up. Stops. Picks up a dribble. Mattoon on her. Schroeder on her. And a foul going to be called on Bullerman going for the block. We'll get a piece of Condon's hand there, her arm. And that's just her first. And Condon will go to the free throw line here once again. 27-21 our score. 56 seconds to go in the first half. Free throws good by Condon. That's 5 points from the free throw line alone here does Condon. Of her nine, and make that six of her 10 from the free throw line. Here come the Rebels now. O'Rourke to Bungum. Bungum, three-pointer is good. Olivia Bungum knocks down the three. And the Rebels back within five now. 29-24, 40 seconds to go first half. Here comes Pope now. Picks up her dribble. Get it out. Knocked away. Here come the Rebels. Schroeder with it. And she's going to take it all the way for two. Taylor Schroeder with a steal and the lay-in. 29-26, three-point lead for the Bucks. And it's Richards with the basketball. Rebels playing man-to-man here. Now they give it up to Jans. Mattoon on her. She's got three, so she's got to be careful. And Jans took it right to her. Knew that she wouldn't want to pick up a foul. And there's the buzzer. So Jans gets the bucket briefly before the buzzer there. She's got six. And at halftime, it is Waterville Elysian Morristown leading 31-26 over USC. We'll have the Hodges halftime report coming up for you in 3 minutes.
Stay warm with Rod's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Rod's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.rodsphe.com. Rod's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
And we are back here as, again, halftime score 31-26. Waterville Legion Morristown leading USC. It is time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Your first half stats right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we are back here with your first half stats as they are trying to get these kids off the court. All these little kids just came on out, grabbed balls out of the ball bin, and started shooting. And Jeff Warren comes out and comes back into the gym and says, "All right, you kids, get off my court." And collects the balls, and just a good time those kids were having. All right, let's get to the halftime stats. Excuse me. Water Village and Morristown again 31, USC 26. Addison Condon leading the way, 10 points for Water Village and Morristown. Tatum Richards with 6. Jans here with 6. Alenka Jans, that is, with 6 points. And then Ashlyn Pellant with 4. Alex Velsky with 3. And Tiana Pope with 2. That rounds out the scoring here for Water Village and Morristown. They shot 10 of 36 from the field, 27%, But what's really kept him in this game is free throws. 10 of 15 from the free throw line. For USC, let's see. They are led by Olivia Bungum with 8 points. Ivy O'Rourke, or then it's Taylor Schroeder with 7. Ivy O'Rourke with 6. 3 from Chloe Bullerman and 2 from Olivia Brigger. The Rebels shot 10 of 28 from the field at 35%. And 4 of 10 from the charity stripe. So just 40% there for the Rebels compared to the 66% for the Water Village and Morristown Buccaneers. Rebounding, that edge goes to USC 22 to 21, so fairly close in that regard. Rebels turned it over 10 times, and the Buccaneers turned it over 7. And we look at foul trouble. Well, Addison Mattoon has 3. And then it's Alex Velsky with 3 for Waterville. And we also have McKenna Schuster with 3 fouls as well for the Bucks. So that is the foul situation there. And that is our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Our halftime score, 31, Water Village and Morristown 31, USC 26. We have second half action in just 3 minutes.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she is excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. We are back here in Waterville. 18 minutes on the clock here as we're ready to start the second half. And it will be Pope, Richards, Condon, Welski, and Pellant to start here for Water Village and Morristown. The starters for them. And for USC, they are going to go with their starting five of Schroeder, Mattoon, Bungum, O'Rourke, and Brigger. Or no, excuse me, there'll be they're starting Bullerman instead of Mattoon here in the second half. So Mattoon with those three fouls will start the second half on the bench. And here's Schroeder with the basketball. Gives it up to O'Rourke. Gets to the baseline. Now tries to get it into Bullerman, but it's stolen away. Grabbed by Richards. Richards will bring it up here. Over to Velsky. Shot is no good, but Richards runs down the rebound and is... No! I thought that was a clean block by Bullerman, but the foul is called. We'll put Richards to the free throw line, and Bullerman will pick up foul number two. And Richards will knock down the free throw. If that was any hand, it was very, very little because it was mostly on the ball. Both free throws for Richards are good. 33-26. Bungum with the basketball now as the Rebels trail. Now over to Schroeder. Schroeder now looking for a roar corner. Three-pointer is up. It is off the mark. No good. Bullerman with a rebound. And she gets the putback to go up, but she's fouled and will miss that shot, but will go to the free throw line for two. And that's on Richards, her third. Bullerman's free throw is up and no good. So Chloe misses that one. One of three from the charity stripe here is Bullerman. And that one off the mark, no good. But it's rebounded by Schroeder, who goes up, and she cannot finish it off. And it's rebounded now ahead to the Bucks. And they're going to say last touch by USC and Buck basketball. So they push it ahead. And it gets knocked out by USC. Condon and knocked away by O'Rourke. 33-26 is our score here. 17:06 to play. As Tiana Pope will inbound here. Looks inside. Condon loses the basketball. O'Rourke runs it down. Nice steal there. And here come the Rebels. Brigger swings it over to O'Rourke. O'Rourke, three-pointer is up. It's off the mark, no good. But a follow as Brigger gets the rebound and puts it in for two. Olivia Brigger now with 4 points for USC. Richards thought about the shot, now will drive. Shot is up, no good. Brigger will get the rebound. Ahead to Bungum to Bullerman. Bullerman goes up off the mark. No good off the glass. Now Brigger, a rebound again. No good. And it's now grabbed by the Buccaneers. And now a turnover as the Bucs lost it. And here come the Rebels with the basketball. 33-28 our score. The Bucs lead. Bungum gets it stolen away there by Pellett. And here she comes now. Schroeder gets in front of her, stops her. Now to Richards. Richards, layup no good. And last touch by the Bucks. And coming in is number one, Schuster. Schuster comes in for Pellett now. Here's some pressure by the Buccaneers. Full court. Bungum has it, now to Schroeder. Schroeder back to Bungum, but it's behind her, and it's thrown out of bounds. And really an unforced turnover there, just a bad pass thrown behind Bungum. 33-28 remains our score here, 15:57 to play. Buccaneers leading the Rebels. Richards with it. Gets it to Condon on the... Around the corner she goes. Misses the shot, but it grabs the rebound and keeps it alive. Shot again by the Bucks. No good. And it's rebounded by USC. Ooh, almost carried it there. And a shot by Brigger on the baseline. A three there deep in the corner. No good. And it's grabbed by Waterville. They throw it ahead and throw it off. Goes off USC on a deflection.
And it'll be Bucks basketball. So they get it inbounds to the Bucks. Pope has it. Pope looking and now to Richards. Richards guarded by Bungum. Inside they go. And Condon is off the mark. No good. Brigger will get the rebound. Bungum to Schroeder. It's tipped away by Jans there. Number 15 gets a piece of it. And it'll be Rebel basketball. 15:05 to play. Schroeder gets the ball. In the paint. Goes up off the glass. It's good for two. Taylor Schroeder now with 9 for USC. 33-30 our score. Rebels down by 3. And a foul going to be called on O'Rourke, who finds it hard to believe, but they say she got some arm. And that will be number 2 on Ivy. Richards to inbound here for the Bucks. And they get it to Condon. Back to Richards. Richards, baseline. Now we'll swing it over here to Jans. Jans on the move. Back to Richards. Richards out of the corner now. Looks to Jans. Jans turns. Shot goes up, and she gets it to go. Spins with a hook shot. Does Jans for 2. She's got 8. And it's 35-30. And a shot by Bungum. No good on the three-pointer. Rebounded by the Buccaneers. Pope with the move with the basketball to Jans, and Jans is going to travel on that one and turn it over to USC. 35-30 remains our score here. 14-13 to go. Pellant comes in, and she will come in for Richards. So Tatum Richards will take a seat. And O'Rourke with the ball now. Gets a screen from Brigger. Now over to Bullerman. Bullerman in the corner. Looks now back to O'Rourke. Swinging it over to Bungum now. Bungum looks inside. Throws it away. Taken by the Buccaneers. Pellet now will bring it up here. Looks to run some offense here. Guiding Condon to a spot. Now they give it to Pope. Pope on the move. And a bounce pass. And a kick going to be called there. So it'll stay Buccaneer basketball. As Bungum got it with her foot first and got the steal, but used her foot to stop that pass from getting through. And they get it into Condon. Condon up, no good, but she gets her own rebound. Now to Jans. Now they swing it over to Pope. Pope on the move now to Pellant. And she'll take it, and it rolls off, no good. Schroeder will get the rebound. And now Bungum on the move. She's driving up. She goes high off the glass. The shot won't fall, but there's a whistle and a foul. So Bungum will go to the free throw line here to shoot 2. As the foul goes on number 12. That's Condon, her first. Free throw for Bungum is good. She's got 9. And Mattoon comes now back in now for Brigger here in this second half. Her first action in the second half. Has those 3 fouls, so needs to be careful. And a missed free throw rebounded by the Buccaneers off of Bungum's miss. And now throwing up that shot was Schuster rapidly, very quickly there. Now over to Schroeder, Schroeder has it. Bounce pass to Bullerman, and it's good for 2. So Bullerman connects, and she has 5 points now. 35-33 our score. Bucks lead by 2. 12:39 and counting. Now they swing it over to Pope. Pope looking inside to Condon as she gets some good inside position. Now they swing it over to Pellant. Pellant now moving to the right, gets around the corner, and there is a travel. It was either going to be a travel or an offensive foul.
as she just floored Bowerman there. But the travel was the call. 35-33. Rebels trail by two. Oh, we got to wait for the substitutions to come through. There we go. Now we can get it in. Bonham will bring it up here. Bonham on the move now, going to her left. She'll take the three. The three is off the mark, no good. Schroeder tries to run it down, but can't get there in time to save it. (clears throat) 35-33 remains our score. 12 minutes to go here in this ball game. Richards with it for the Bucks. Looks to Jans. Jans bounce pass to Condon. Condon will go up and get fouled. And I believe they're going to get that on. Let's see. That'll be Ivy O'Rourke, and that'll be, well, her second, I guess they're saying. I thought she already had one. But she's got two now, so there we go. Condon will knock down another free throw. 11 points for her, and that one no good. But Jans gets the rebound, but then it's stolen away by O'Rourke. Off the missed free throw there by Condon. O'Rourke gets it now to Bungum. Bungum on the drive now. We'll swing it over to Mattoon. Back over to Bungum. Corner. Driving. Pull up. And the shot's off the mark. No good. Bullerman there with a rebound. We'll kick it back to Bungum. And Bungum on the runner on the baseline. That will go for Olivia Bungum. And it's 36-35. A one-point lead for the Bucks. Rebels now playing some tough D here. Condon on the move, and a foul going to be called. That one, Bullerman going for the block there, but she did get a piece of the hand there of Condon. Condon is, let's see, what is she, 5'7". But she can get good position down low. She knocks down another free throw. She just knows where to be. And that one is up off the mark, no good, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Bucks, and it'll go to the Rebels. All right, 37-35. It's a two-point lead here for the Buccaneers over the Rebels. 11:09 to play, so we've got plenty of time left here in this one. Bungum. An offensive foul called on Olivia Bungum, and I don't know what. There was no push. It was kind of a flop. She actually just got kind of faked out of her shoes there in a way and just fell. All right, well, the foul called on Bungum. That's two. Let's see, what do they got? Four. It says four on her, so that's fourth, the fourth. And now the shot by Richards. No good. Rebounded by Brigger for USC. Now O'Rourke will bring it up. And over to Bungum. Bungum turns, and a foul going to be called on Pellant. Trying to reach in there and tie her up. So a foul called there. And that'll be three on her. O'Rourke to inbound to Schroeder. Schroeder on the move. Lays it up and good. Gets by her defender. She's got 11 now. And it's 37-37. 10:30 to play. Shot taken and it's made. A three-pointer by number 14, Velsky. And she's got six. A 30-second timeout by Water Village in Morristown. They lead at 40-37 with 10:24 to go. We are back with more in 30 seconds.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
We're back here, 10:24 to go, 40-37. The Water Village and Morristown Buccaneers leading the USC Rebels. And the Bucs going to throw some pressure here. Looks like 2-2-1 pressure here. And here we go, the press break on for the Rebels. Schroeder has it. She'll dribble down the line, now turns, and will swing it over to O'Rourke. It's stolen away, however, by Pope. But she'll miss the shot, and it's rebounded by USC. And here come the Rebels, but then they lose it out of bounds to turn it over. Fourth turnover by the Rebels here in the second half. 40-37, 10:09 to go. Rebels trailing by three. And here we go. Pope with the basketball. To Pellant now. Pellant on the move. Finds Richards. Richards pull up in the lane, or in the paint, I should say. And that's good for Tatum Richards for two. And then we get a turnover by the Rebels right off the bat there. Goes off the Rebels, off the pressure. And Pope with the basketball. 42-37, 9:39 and counting. Pope on the moves, gives it up here. Now to Richards. Richards over to Pellant. Pellant now. Five on the shot clock, four on the shot clock. Condon now, they swing it over. And that's going to be a shot clock violation as it did not hit rim. Off the shot there by Velsky, the heave at the buzzer. 42-37, 9:22 to play. Pressure again by the Bucs, and that one tipped by Condon. Rebels have to be more careful with the basketball here and have some crisper passes here. Get some zing on these things here. So that one tipped away just on the inbound. Stays Rebel basketball, but again, these passes, so we need some good passes here to break this pressure. And they get it into outside, get it to Schroeder on inbounds. Now to O'Rourke. Now they throw it over to Bullerman. Bullerman gets it stolen away by Velsky. And then we get some contact as Condon goes down. And then a technical. That did not take long. Did not like the call. And a technical. So let's see. We're waiting to see who gets the fouls. So Condon will go to the free throw line here, shooting two off the technical foul here. 9:04 to go. And I don't know what. So where now they're trying to figure out who was fouled. All right, so here we go. It'll be Richards at the free throw line. That one's no good by Richards. Next one coming, that one, it rolls in and will fall for Richards. And now it will be Buck basketball. So Mattoon comes out, Bungum back in, as Velsky will inbound here. ...43-37, 9 minutes to play. Halfway through this second half. And the shot taken there by Pope is no good, and it's out of bounds off the Bucks, and it'll go to the Rebels. O'Rourke now will inbound here. Again, that pressure coming here from the Bucks. Bungum trying to dribble through it, gives it back to Schroeder. Schroeder now gets it across midcourt. Now looking to give it up. Gives it up to Bungum. Bungum finds O'Rourke in the corner. Now she dribbles out of there. Gives it to Bungum. Bungum crosses over. Gets by Pellet. Now goes up with a shot. No good. And it is rebounded by the Bucks. And out Richards with a basketball. To Pellet now. 43-37. 8-15 and counting. O'Rourke gets the steal, gives it up to Brigger. Now ahead to Schroeder. Schroeder loses it, but then regains possession. Shot goes up, does not fall, but she is fouled and will go to the free throw line. And that foul could be called on Pope, her first. Free throw's up and good by Schroeder. So Schroeder now with 12 points. Pellant comes out. Pope comes out. Jans back in. And Schuster back in. Free throw long. No good. Richards gets the rebound for the Bucks. And pushes it up now. Gives it up. Now in the corner. There's the shot taken. And it's short. But rebounded by Jans. And they'll kick it back out. Top of the key three is off the mark, no good. But rebounded by Condon. And now the putback, no good there. And here come the Rebels. But then Schroeder loses it off her foot. And here comes Velsky. Layup, no good. Bungum now with a basketball. Velsky right on her tail. But Bungum drives all the way to the hoop and lays it in for two. And now we've got a timeout, a full timeout. 43-40, 7:28 to play. The Bucks lead the Rebels. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621. You get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
43-40 our score. Bucks lead the Rebels by three. They've got the basketball. Rebels throwing some full court pressure on now. And they get it in now to Schuster. Schuster almost gets it stolen away by Schroeder. They swing it over to Jans now. Jans dribbles to her left. Ball almost stolen away by Schroeder. Jans recovers. Now they swing it over to Velsky. Velsky on the move, bounce pass to Condon. Condon gets it knocked away there, blocked by Brigger. Pope comes back in now for Schuster. And now Pellet comes back in here for Jans. 7:06 to go, 43-40 is our score. They get it into Condon, and a foul called on Chloe Bullerman. Another questionable call down low. and that is number 4 on her. Free throw by Condon is up, no good. There's at least, well, 2 for sure, 2 good blocks that have been called fouls. So, and that one is good by Condon. And now here we go with Ivy O'Rourke, and she's going to get fouled. Bringing it up, and that is going to go on number 12, Condon, her second. 44-40 with 7:01 to go. The Bucks leading the Rebels. Bungum on the shot. No good. Pallant is there for the rebound for the Bucks. She has the ball top of the key now. Going to her right. Now stops. Gives it up. Condon in the paint. Shot is good. The little jumper there by Addison Condon is good. She's got 15 now. And more pressure from the Bucks. Bungum will blow right through that. Now to Mattoon. Baseline jumper. Too long on that one. Schroeder gets the rebound. A little contact, but no call. Then it's the Rebels still with the basketball. Bungum three-pointer is up and good. Hits the back of the iron. Bounces straight up and then through the hoop for 3 by Bungum. And it's 46-43. A three-point lead for the Bucks. As the Rebels keep it going. And now Condon, she'll blow around Bungum and get the 2 to go. Now to Bungum they go. She gets it across, finds O'Rourke in the corner. Three-pointer, it's off the mark, no good. A little long on that one. And here comes Richards with the board. Ahead here is Pope. Gives it up to Richards. Richards looking. Now they give it over to Condon. Condon on the move again. And the ball's loose. O'Rourke will grab it. Gets the rebound, and here come the Rebels. Schroeder with it now. 5:15 to go. Inside to Brigger. No good, but she's fouled. And he'll get 2 shots. The foul going to be on Richards. 4 now on Richards. Bullerman is coming back in for the Rebels. And the free throw is up for Brigger and good. 5 now for Olivia Brigger. And let's see who's coming out. Oh, Bungum came out. So here we go. Bullerman comes in. Here's Brigger, free throw line. Free throw number 2 is up, and that one she drains. 6 points now for Olivia Brigger. It's 48-45, Bucks leading by 3. Here's Pope with the basketball. Bounce pass to Condon. It's broken up and stolen. Here's Brigger on the move. Going to go all the way. She stops and then gets tied up by Jans. And it will be Buccaneer basketball. So here we go. Pallant brings it up. Now over to Pope. Pope goes to the free throw line. Now stops. Now looking to Pallant. She thought about a 3, but now dribbles. Now spins. Goes up and under. No good. Gets her own rebound. Put back is no good. Saved by O'Rourke, but then the ball's lost, and here's the Bucks with the basketball. Jans will shoot it. No good. Bullerman gets the board. O'Rourke with it now. 48-45, a three-point deficit here for the Rebels. Schroeder just about lost it, but recovers. Goes in, gets inside of the paint. Now the kick out, and it's lost. Pope will pick it up. Turnover by USC, the 7th here in the second half. And they find Velsky in the corner, no good, but Condon is there for the rebound and the putback. Addison Condon now with 19 points. And it's 50-45, 3:45 to play. And we have a 10-second call. Schroeder needed to get it across. And did not in time. Tune comes out. Bring them back in now. 5-point lead here for the Bucks with 3:38 and counting. Richards has the basketball. Cutting there is Pallett. Now they find Pope in the corner. And running at her was Brigger. And Brigger's going to pick up a foul. That'll be 3 on Olivia. And that's going to put Pope to the free throw line here. Shooting 1-1. So Diana Pope, 2 points in the first half. And that'll be it. She'll miss that one, but Richards gets the rebound. Comden with it now in the corner. Now they swing it over to Pope. Pump fakes, now drives into the paint, now looks, now will kick it back out. There's the jumper taken by Schuster. No good. Bungum will get the rebound, and she gets fouled. And that is going to be number 5 on Richards. So Richards is out. Finishing with, let's see, 11 points. Here is Tatum Richards. So Richards is done. That's the 5th foul on her. So 50-45 our score. Bungum's going to go to the free throw line. Back in now will be Velsky. So Velsky comes in for the fouled out Richards, who finishes with 11. 6 in the first, 5 in the second. Bungum's free throw is good. And the next one by Bungum is good. Here's Pope with the basketball now. 50-47. The Bucks lead by 3. Just under 3 minutes to play. 2:55 and counting. Brigger on her. Now they swing it over to Pellant. Pellant on the move. Drives. Shot is good. So the big shot by Ashlyn Pellant now. She's got 6. Her first bucket here in the second half. Ahead to Brigger. Now to O'Rourke. It's 52-47. Bucks lead. Now to Bullerman. Bullerman takes a dribble. Cutting is Bungum. Bungum's shot, no good. Rebounded by the Bucks. 2:25 to go down. 52-47. As Velsky now gives it up to Condon, and Condon will knock it off the glass for 2. 21 points now for Condon. And here we go. Bungum on the move now. 2 minutes to go. And that ball tipped, and it's stolen away by the Bucks. 2 minutes to play. Now under 2. 1:55 and counting. Now they get it up to Pellant, and that's going to be over and back. The Bucks will turn it over with 1:51 to go. We've got a timeout by USC. 1:51 to play. 54-47. Bucks lead the Rebels. More in 30 seconds.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here, 54-47, our score. The Bucks leading the Rebels here in Waterville. 1:51 to play. Rebels have the basketball. See what they set up here as Bungum has got 4 fouls. Bullerman with 4 fouls. I believe Mattoon also has 4 fouls here. But with 1:51 to go, got to keep them out there until they can no longer be out there. So Bungum will inbound. And they need to get it in, and they do, to O'Rourke. Yeah, she'll give it up to Bungum now. Bungum on the move. looking to drive, and she'll kick it out to O'Rourke in the corner. Now O'Rourke on the move. That'll roll off the rim, no good. Bullerman's there for the rebound, and the putback, no good, but she gets fouled and will go to the line. So the Rebels can score here with the clock stopped. That would be huge. Two shots here for Chloe Bullerman. It's up, and it is no good. So she misses the first as Chloe gets one more here. Trying to cut into this deficit. 54-47, 1:37 to play. That free throw long, no good, but it's, oh, Brigger had the rebound but tried to get rid of it as she was falling down. Condon will get it, and she'll take it all the way for a layup. As Bullerman missed the free throw, and a timeout. 56-47, 1:28 to play. The Bucks lead the Rebels here in Waterville. More in 30 seconds.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Hi, this is Carly.
And Aiden, letting you know that the USC Athletic Boosters Club's annual salt drive is on.
Get 40-pound bags of solar salt, pellets, or Rust Buster salt delivered to your home by the USC student athletes.
Let us do the work of putting your salt in your garage, basement, or wherever you need it. We will even fill your tank.
Support USC Athletics and get your salt today. Contact a USC athlete, visit us on Facebook, or call the USC Activities Office for details. Go Rebels!
And we are back here. 56-47 our score. Rebels with the basketball. They trail here by nine. Bungum will bring it up now. 1:24 and counting. Bungum on the take, and we're going to get a push there, and she goes down. She'll get one and one. The foul on 32. Pellant, that's four on her. And Bungum, free throw is good, so she knocks that one down. Next free throw for Bungum is up, and that one rolls off no good. Rebounded by Pellant of the Buccaneers. And they push it ahead. Here's Belsky with it. And they get on her. Now over to Pope. 105 and counting. 56-48. Bucks lead the Rebels. 15 on the shot clock. O'Rourke on Pope. Now they try to trap her. Now to Condon. Condon will give it up to Belsky. Six on the shot clock. They need to get a shot off. They get it into Condon. Condon spins. Oh, and a foul going to be called on Bungum. And that is going to be number five on her. So Olivia Bungum will finish with those five fouls and fouling out. She'll finish with here tonight. 47 seconds to go. Addison Mattoon will come in for Bungum. 47 seconds to go. It's 56-48. And that free throw is no good by Condon. And another one coming here, and that one is good. 24 points for Condon here tonight. 45 seconds to go, 57-48. And the ball is taken away, and now we're going to get an intentional foul called on O'Rourke. As she lost the ball, but she was down on the floor. I think she was really just trying to get back up. And there was some contact, but they call it intentional foul. And that will put Velsky to the free throw line here on the intentional foul on O'Rourke. And that one will fall short for Avelski. And I, like I said, I don't really think it was intentional. She was just trying to get up and get back to play defense. And Avelski will get it. Now it'll be Buck Bell. 10-point lead with 38 seconds to go. And here we go. Bucks will inbound. You get it to Avelski. Now they trap her. Give it up to Pellant. Now over to Pope. Now back to Pellant. Six on the shot clock. Five on the shot clock. They give it to Condon, and her shot is no good. Rebounded by Mattoon, and now Schroeder will grab it. 15 seconds to go. 12 seconds. 11. Schroeder on the move. Spinning, loses it. Mattoon will grab it. 5 seconds on the shot clock, or on the clock. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that's going to do it. As Waterville Legion Morristown will come away with a victory here tonight, 58-48, in a close Gopher Conference matchup here this evening. Again, Waterville Legion Morristown 58, USC 48, our final. We'll be back with some post-game stuff here, some numbers coming up in 3 minutes.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
And we are back here as the Rebels fall here tonight in Waterville. Waterville Legion Morristown 58, USC 48, our final. And we run down the scoring here. Well, leading the way, Waterville Legion Morristown's Addison Condon with 24 points, then 11 from Tatum Richards, and 8 from Jans, from Alenka Jans. And let's see, what else do we have here scoring-wise? 7 from Alex Velsky and Ashlyn Pellant with 6, and then Tiana Pope with 2 to round out the scoring for Waterville Legion Morristown. For the Rebels, they were led by Olivia Baum with 19 points, 12 from Taylor Schroeder, And 6 from Ivy O'Rourke, 6 from Olivia Brigger, and 5 from Chloe Bullerman off the bench. So the Rebels' win streak ends at 5, and they'll look to start a new one here coming up on Thursday when they host Hayfield Schaefer Academy on Thursday night at around 7:15. We'll be back to wrap things up here from Waterville right after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Corn growers depend on DeKalb for high-performing seeds that deliver. This is Scott from Johnson Seeds. Let us show you DeKalb's 101-35, 105-35, and 5626 and 5745 hybrids. They provide very good emergence and dry down, plus an excellent disease package. For more information on DeKalb's full lineup of products, call Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times, waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
All right, we're back here to wrap things up as the USC Rebels fall here tonight to Waterville Legion Morristown in a Gopher Conference matchup, 58-48. Waterville Legion Morristown again with a win. Rebels now 9-7 on the year in the conference, now 2-5, and on the road 5-4. Their five-game win streak has come to an end. Waterville Legion Morristown with that victory has now won 3 in a row and has improved to 10-6 overall. So 10 wins now for the Buccaneers. And in the conference now 5-2. And here at home they are now 5-2. So again, 58-46 our final. WEM defeating USC. We take a look at what's coming up on our broadcast schedule here the rest of the week as, boy, oh, boy, we still have wrestling for you as Martin County, the Red Bulls will be at Blue Earth area for a quad, and it looks like that one is going to start at 5 o'clock on 98.1 FM and KBEW98Country.com. So around 5 o'clock or so, the Martin County Red Bulls at Blue Earth area. And then we have on Friday nights, boys and girls basketball, North Iowa at North Union with tip-off there at 6:15. The girls first, boys to follow. And then some more basketball Friday night. It's Blue Earth area at Maple River. You can hear that on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. 6:30, the girls will start first, boys will follow in that one. So again, Thursday night we have Martin County Red Bull wrestling against Blue Earth area, so two area teams there. And then it's the Iowa local matchup, North Iowa and North Union, Friday night in basketball, both boys and girls. And then more, you know, area teams facing off, Blue Earth area at Maple River, both boys and girls, Friday night on AM 1560. So that is what's coming up here the rest of our week. So we'll have tomorrow night off, but we'll hit it hard Thursday, and then four games for you Friday on 98.1 FM and AM 1560. So be ready for all that action. as we will wrap it up here from Waterville. Again, a big thank you to Kim Webster back at our 98 Country Studios for keeping everything running smoothly once again this evening. And we want to thank all of our great sponsors for bringing you tonight's USC girls basketball action as well. And again, thanks to all you out there listening as well. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to United South Central girls basketball on 98 Country. Tonight's game between USC and Water Village in Moorestown was brought to you by BevCom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Gallatin, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Weisland, the United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, Newway K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, USC Athletic Booster,